Garden Path, a series in six parts by Sue Lim, starring Imelda Staunton as Izzy. Part three, overdrawn, oversexed, and over-optimistic.
No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.
Razors.
Mm-hmm.
You awake?
Why? Is Dick coming back this morning?
No, he's staying with Linda this weekend, I think.
What's that?
Relax, it's just the post. I'll go and get it.
Breakfast in bed would be nice.
Yes, wouldn't it?
Oh, I could sleep for another 6 hours.
Right. Oh, lovely. So, what have we got here? Mum, Oxfam, electricity bill. Oh, heck.
What?
Something from the bank.
Probably only trying to sell you insurance.
Oh, God.
What's that?
Big trouble. The bank manager's turned nasty.
I wouldn't let some old geezer in a grey suit tell me what to do with my money.
Well, at the moment, it's his money, actually. Look at this. Look at the size of my overdraft.
Don't get upset about it. God, give us a kiss.
Oh, no, stop. Stop it. Listen. Do you know why I've got such a big overdraft?
Search me. I thought everybody had them.
The reason I've got into debt is because I've been lending you money.
Not all that much.
No, not all this much, but a fair bit over the weeks, haven't I? Go on, admit it.
I said I'd pay you back.
But when? I'm paying bank charges on all this.
Sorry, I didn't realise. If I'd have known...
I know. It's my fault, really, for letting it all get out of hand.
It's not. It's my fault. You've been great. Too generous. I don't deserve you. I'm just a prat.
No, you're not.
But I'll get another job, right? I'll get one today.
Well, it'll be a start. Oh, my God. It's Dick.
Don't you say he beat his girlfriend?
He must have changed his mind. Oh, heck. Where's that cassette?
What cassette?
Shh. Oklahoma.
What are you doing?
Oklahoma. I've got to play Oklahoma.
Why?
It's a sign, you know. A signal. Do not disturb. What a beautiful morning! Oh, what a beautiful day!
What's going on?
Shh. Get down! Oh, get down! Hey, I've got a wonderful thing! Everything's coming! Come in, Dick!
Sorry, was that, Oklahoma?
No, Dick. You know, just some mornings you just feel like singing.
Don't feel you have to put on a happy front for me, is it?
Happy front? What do you mean?
I know you're hiding something from me, is it?
Hiding something? What?
I know that underneath this carefree veneer, your heart is aching.
No, it isn't. It isn't, Dick. Don't be silly. My heart's fine. It's pounding away like mad, as a matter of fact.
We need to talk. Do you mind if I sit down a minute?
Wait.
It won't take a minute. The thing is, I've been thinking about Bill.
Oh, we can't talk about Bill now, Dick.
Why not? Is it a bit inconvenient?
Well, to tell you the truth, it is, yes.
Are you expecting somebody?
No, not exactly. I'm just desperate for a cup of tea, to tell you the truth. I'm woken up with a bit of a headache.
But you were singing just now.
Oh, yes. Yes, it's a new therapy, haven't you heard?
No.
Oh, it's the latest thing from L.A. No pills, you just get a headache and you sing it away. It's very holistic.
But it doesn't work.
No, so could you bring me a cup of tea, Dick, and an aspirin?
Of course I could, Izzy. I quite like it when you're ill. And not that I want you to suffer, of course, it's just that...
Yes, I know, yeah, I know,
Dick. Give me an excuse to cosset you.
Yes, you're very sweet, thanks.
Do you mind me cosseting you, Izzy?
No, it's lovely. Just go put the kettle on now and I'll just lie here and... Lap of luxury and be cosseted.
Right. Right.
So, close the door after, Dick, because I want to make myself decent.
Yeah, right, is it? Sorry.
Out! Out! Come on, Razor! Oh, thank God there's a fire escape.
I'm only a minute. What about him?
Here are your clothes. You can get dressed down in the garden. Come on, get out!
Oh, it's freezing out here.
Sorry, never mind. I'll ring you.
You can't just...
Sorry, I've got to close the window now. Sorry.
I'm going to come around and see you next week.
Oh, shush! Go away! Go away! Oh, God, look, I'm going to draw the curtains. Oh, God, help me, please!
Did you call, Lizzie?
No, Dick, no, I was just praying.
Praying, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise you were religious.
Well, I wasn't really until recently.
Do you ever actually go to church or anything?
Not yet, but you never know.
Oh, I wouldn't mind going with you, Izzy. I like a good sing me. Oh. Rock of ages, left for me, let me hide myself in thee.
Yeah, me too.
Eh?
Nothing. Oh. Hello?
I'll go and make the tea.
Hello, dear heart. I just... Ranga, thank you for all your support last week.
Oh, Michael, look, that's okay, any time, and not just now.
Yeah, I'm quite recovered, you know, from my dark night of the soul.
Oh, good.
I just wondered if I could come over and, you know, talk.
Oh, not now, Michael, I've got problems of my own.
What problems? I don't like you having problems that aren't anything to do with me.
Oh, don't be silly, they're just financial problems.
Oh, overdrawn, dear heart?
Oh, you bet.
I bet mine's bigger than yours.
There's nothing to joke about, Michael. I've never been this much in debt before. It's frightening.
How did it happen, then? Lots of new fox?
I've been lending money to somebody.
Oh, silly girl. Look, I might be able to help you out a bit with some financial advice in return for marital counselling.
Oh, all right, but not today, because I'm busy.
But just 5 minutes. In the supermarket. You need to interrupt your shopping.
Okay, see, about 12:30?
Where shall we meet?
By the soft soap, and don't be late. Oh. How's that tea coming along, Dick?
Here you are.
Oh, lovely. Thanks. Oh, what a treat.
Biscuit.
Cheer. Oh, lovely.
Is it?
What?
I hope you don't mind me asking, but, what exactly is the situation with Bill?
Bill? Well, I was a bit sweet on him, but there's obviously no future in it.
Why not?
Well, he's back with his wife.
Oh, yeah, but that might not mean anything. I mean, it might be just one last try to make a go of it, but it might, well, you know, fizzle out again like it did before.
Well, whatever's going on between Bill and Marianne, there's nothing I can do about it.
Isn't there?
No. Bill... He's the one person who never asked me to sort out his life for him.
But we don't all collapse on you, you know, is he? Some of us try our best to keep him moving.
No, Dick, I didn't mean you. Of course, but it's ironic, really, isn't it? I mean, Bill's the one person I'd really like to help, and he doesn't want me to.
He's the one person you'd like to help, is he? Lucky old Bill.
Oh, don't get huffy, I'm too tired. Forget it, it's not important.
Another thing is, I couldn't help... overhearing all that about you being in a pickle financially.
Oh, no, nothing. Just I've got this overdraft.
How's that happened, then?
Well, I've been lending to somebody.
Well, they should pay you back.
Yeah, but times are hard on employment, you know.
Look, Izzy, I've managed to save a bit over the years. Couldn't I come to the rescue?
No. Really, Dick, thanks, but that's the last thing I want you to do.
Oh, well, just remember, any time you need it, my piggy bank is at your disposal.
Oh, thanks, Dick. You really are a sweetie.
Look at all this. Tins of pasta shaped like postman Pat. What do you think of next?
Oh, be quiet, Michael.
My day, all we have is alphabet soup, austere education. Now have we fictional characters, Postman Pat, Mickey Mouse, where will you stop?
Hannibal Lecter?
I wouldn't mind eating a tin of muzzle-watering young actresses. Juliette Binoche, covered in tomato sauce. Delicious.
Is this what you've asked me here for, to salivate over your latest pin-up?
No, dear, sir, advise me. My wife hasn't spoken to me for a week. I've got to get back in her good books, but how? Speak, oh, Sybil.
Well, how the hell should I know? I've never been graced with a husband.
Cursed, you mean?
Tell you the truth, I'm beginning to think I'm better off without one. Oh,
no, I absolutely agree, my angel. The thought of you yoked to some unappreciative swine is really appalling.
Yes, you'd like me to be permanently single, wouldn't you?
The situation has a certain charm, a hint of a promise that one day you might...
Forget it.
sardines. Now, they're quite cheap, aren't they? And nourishing.
Well, I have your freedom sometimes.
Well, it's all right for you. You've got your two lovely kids you can molest.
Haven't gone broody, have you? Hmm, my dear?
Well, I thought I'd cross my... Oh, Bovril.
But you don't have to shackle yourself, your tiresome husband, to get pregnant. All you need is a little cooperation from an old friend. An experienced old flame.
Oh, don't you start.
Has some other bugger offered his services? I'll kill him.
It was Maria who offered, actually.
What?
She offered me a timeshare in Gwyn.
That Welsh oaf? Good God, what a ludicrous idea.
Yes, almost as ludicrous as everything about you. Ah, oh, special offer.
You're not going to cooperate, are you? Gwyn? You can't be that desperate.
I think Gwyn's quite attractive, actually.
You fiend, you're only saying it to upset me.
Well, from some angles, it looks a bit like Sylvester Stallone. Oh, 10p off.
You wouldn't. You couldn't.
I wouldn't let my best friend's husband father my child, Michael, even if he was Kevin Costner.
Oh, never quite understood what women see in Costner. Namby-pamby sort of a weak chin.
Nice eyes, though.
What would you say was my best feature? Hmm? Go on, be honest.
Well, your kneecap's quite striking.
Better than Costner's, I bet.
Washing powder. Do you need washing powder? You haven't got anything except biscuits.
Look, how can I concentrate on shopping when my life is in ruins? Louise is seriously thinking of changing the locks.
Women manage to do the shopping when their lives are in ruins.
Oh, don't start that stuff. Just tell me, how am I going to handle Louise?
Oh, I don't know. I don't... Get her some chocolates and perfume and a bunch of flowers, a bottle of wine or something.
Brilliant! That's brilliant!
You don't think it's capitulating to the consumer society?
Go! This woman is a genius! I should have married her, but alas, that happiness has denied me. Hello? Chocolate cake. Your usual, my dear?
No, put it back. I'm off cake.
Oh, surely not. Your figure's more sylph-like than ever.
I can't afford it, Michael.
Well, you could always afford it before.
But now I can't. I told you, I'm in serious shtuck. I've got a huge overdraft.
Join the club.
Now, come on. You promised to help me if I helped you. I saved your marriage. Now you can save my bacon.
How?
Lend me 200 quid, just till the end of the month.
Alas, my dear, it's out of the question. My meagre salary doesn't even keep Louise in earrings.
But you said you'd help.
I promised advice. And here it is.
Right.
Find someone with money and borrow it off them.
Oh, great. Oh, thanks very much. It's a lot of help.
Now, what shall I get? Vertigo or Methanol?
Here is here, let me help.
Oh, my own sockets.
Right, Izzy. I don't want any arguments.
What about? What's going on?
You need help and you're going to get it.
Oh, look, this is about Bill.
It's nothing to do with Bill, Izzy. It's your financial situation I'm worried about.
Oh, forget it.
No, Izzy, I can help. I can do something about it.
Oh, no.
No interruptions, please. One day you will be able to help me out, but now it's my turn to help you.
No, please, really, I'd rather you didn't.
I've got a little bit put by, and you're going to have it. Here's my piggy bank.
Oh, well, you really have got a piggy bank. I thought it was just a, you know, figure of speech.
Hey, look, I think it's one of those you have to dig about with a knife. Blinking thing. Ouch!
Oof! God. Oh, Dad, I can't bear this thing. I wish you'd stop.
Nonsense. I saved it up for a rainy day, and here it is, raining cats and dogs.
Well, haven't they got an opening or underneath?
The bloody thing. I don't know why they can't design a decent... What the hell with it? Here, pass me that hammer.
No, don't.
I'm sorry about this. Prudence.
Oh, but it's even got a name. Stop, dear.
Well, we've got to get our hands on your hidden treasure. £7.40 in the book. Crikey. Oh, I thought there was more than that. I'm sorry, is he?
Oh dear. Well, you smashed into smithereens and all for nothing.
Oh, where's the dustpan? I'm really sorry, is he?
No, I'm the one who's sorry.
I have got a building society account, though.
No, I mean it, Dick. No, borrowing's not the answer.
Are you sure?
Well, it doesn't solve a problem, does it? No, I've got to get another job.
What, leave teaching?
No, I mean as well as teaching. I've got to get some extra cash somehow. What could I do?
I think you'd make a lovely barmaid.
Me? Why?
Well,
Well, you know, you're friendly and stuff.
Oh, I don't know. You get so shattered after school. How could I find the energy to go off and be vivacious all night with a bunch of stupid lager louts?
Yeah, everybody who goes to the pub isn't a lager lout.
You have to be polite to people, don't you? However moronic they are.
Oh, that's true.
I'm not used to that sort of discipline, Dick. Teaching is one of the few jobs where you can shout and scream at the general public.
What, the kids?
Well, they're the general public to be, aren't they?
So you don't want a job dealing with people, then?
Oh, I don't know. Trouble is, after a day's teaching, I'm so tired. But what I really need is a job where I can earn large sums of money lying flat on my back. Oh, sorry, well, perhaps not.
Hopeless, isn't it?
Oh, dear. Oh, I suppose something will turn up.
Well, there is something else you could do in your situation, I mean.
What?
Well, someone's been borrowing from you, right?
Well, yeah.
Right. Well, just tell him.
Or her.
Or her, that they can't have any more and they got to pay you back.
Yes. Yes, you're right, actually. That's exactly what I'm going to have to do. But what if he can't? Or her?
Of course he can. He can borrow it from somebody else if need be.
Well, I can but try, I suppose. I'm not very optimistic.
Is he? It's not Bill, is it?
Oh, it's not Bill. Honestly, Dick, would Bill do a thing like that, borrow money, not pay it back?
No, don't suppose he would. It's not that Michael, is it?
No, it's not Michael. I'd never be such a fool as to lend him money again.
Well, do you think you made a fool of yourself over this person, then, is it?
What? Certainly not. It's just one of those things.
Oh. Well, if it's not Bill, it's not Michael.
I'm just going to have to sort out some of my paperwork here. Oh. Oh, how depressing. I used to look forward to the post coming, but nowadays it's just nothing but bills. Hello?
Hi, Izzy.
Bill! Oh, I was just talking about you. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay, you know, more or less.
I'll finish putting the shopping away.
Oh, right. I'm sorry things were so chaotic here when you dropped by the other day.
My fault for not ringing first. I will next time.
Oh, no, don't worry about that. I mean, just turn up, you know, whenever you like.
Well, what about this evening?
What?
Will you be alone?
Yeah, I think so, yes. Dick's off to see Linda most nights.
Good. You see, much as I like your friends, I want to see you on your own, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I know. I'd like that too.
Things are pretty awful here at the moment.
Oh, dear. Is there anything I can do?
No, absolutely nothing. I've just got to sort it out.
Yeah.
Might take a while, but we've got the rest of our lives, haven't we?
Have we?
You bet. Leave it with me. So, clear the decks.
What? Aye, aye, sir.
Bye.
Bye.
Right.
One spoon or two?
Two. Oh, I love this place. I could sit here all day watching the world go by.
And eating the froth off the top of the cappuccinos.
Yeah. Razors.
Yep.
I've got something to say.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, have you?
That's right, but ladies first.
No. Youth before beauty.
Okay. Look, we're both adults, right?
Well, yes. Yeah.
And when you start something, but you don't know how it's going to turn out, do you?
No, you don't. No, absolutely.
Well, things have been really great, haven't they? And I'm fed up of keeping it a secret. All that hiding stuff. I mean, it's stupid, isn't it?
Tricky, yeah.
And I want people to know. I mean, I want to tell Dick. I want to walk down the street with my arm round you, maybe even move in with you.
Razors, look. Look, this is very difficult for me. God, I can't go on seeing you, I'm afraid. I'm really, really sorry.
Why not?
Look, it's not just the money.
Wait. I mean, I've got some. Here, 40 quid. I mean, I know it's not much, but it's a start.
Yeah, thanks. That's sweet of you, thanks. But as I said, it's not just the money.
What is it, then?
Well,
But you're a great bloke, and we've had a wonderful time, but really...
Really what?
Well, it could only ever be a fling, couldn't it?
Why?
Well, the fact is I'm involved with somebody else.
You mean you never said anything about this?
Yes, I did. I told you right at the start. I told you there was somebody I was very attached to, the lecturer at Cambridge.
Oh, him. You told me he was married.
Yes, I know. He is, but it isn't working. And well, he's absolutely the right person for me, Razors. He's the same age, he's got the same ideas, and in my heart of hearts, I've always known he was what I wanted.
I see.
Ever since I first met him, really. So there it is.
He's been on your mind all the time.
Yeah.
Even when you're with me?
Well, not actually. I'm very fond of you.
Fond of me?
Well, we were never really properly in love, were we?
I thought we were.
Oh, come on, be fair. I never actually said...
But the way you acted...
Well, I know I shouldn't have...
Oh, don't say that. Don't say you wish it had never happened.
No, I didn't say that.
But it's what you're thinking, isn't it?
No, of course not. No, it was lovely.
It was? It's a horrible little word, that
is. I'm really sorry, Razors, but we can be grown up about this, can't we?
I am being grown up about it. I'm in love with you. I mean it.
Well, perhaps you don't really quite know what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. I know what it's all about. You taught me, remember?
Oh, Lord.
Guess who's just come in?
Who?
Mrs. Jenkins.
Maria? Oh, no. Oh, Maria, hello. Lovely to see you.
Hello, Izzy. We saw you through the window.
Hello, darling.
Oh, how are you? How's little Sophie?
Hello, Razors.
Hello, Mrs. Jenkins. Is that your new baby? Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's a girl, actually. Sophie.
Oh, even better. Hello, Sophie. She's out.
Well, you fancy a bit of babysitting, then, eh?
Razors is working at the King's Head, Gwyn. He won't have any spare evenings.
Well, I'm not there anymore, actually.
What, industrial relations problems?
Yeah. Had a bit of trouble with the boss.
Oh, dear.
Sexual harassment.
Good Lord.
What, you mean, was this bloke touching her up, then, was he?
Gwyn.
What? You never told me that.
Well, felt a bit of a wally.
Have you had counselling? Do you need someone to talk it over with?
No, it's all right. Still, I'm on the dole again.
Ah. And he's got a bit of spare time for further education, so we're doing A-level. Well, I mean, of course, he's doing it, because I did mine long ago, of course. So, right, I'll see you next week then, Razors.
So you reckon you can fit me in after all, do you?
Well, I'll ring you.
Bye then, Mrs. Jenkins.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good bit.
Cradle snatching, is he?
Me? Oh, I should be so lucky. No bag like me.
Get us a coffee, Gwyn.
There you go, darling.
Is he?
No, thanks. I've had too many already.
So, you don't want to have a sister for Sophie?
No. No, I really do appreciate the offer, Maria, but guess what? Bill's back.
You've seen him?
No, he rang. He's coming round tonight. He told me to clear the decks. Isn't it great?
Oh, Izzy. Are you really sure?
Oh, you bet.
Couldn't I just come round for 5 minutes?
But what would it achieve?
I just want to see you again. I can't believe this has happened.
Look, I'm sorry, Razors. Really, I hate having to be like this, but it's over. Are you still there?
Of course I'm still here. What do you care?
Oh, I care about you very much. I just can't keep...
No, I know... I'm sorry. I'm just being a wimp about all this.
Well, no, you're not. You're not. You're doing fine. And you'll feel much better about it all by next week, probably.
Have you ever been dumped?
What?
Dumped? Has anyone ever dumped you?
I'm not dumping you, Razors.
Yes, you are. You want to stop seeing me, right?
But it has to be like that. I'm sorry.
Right, well, that is what I call being dumped, and I bet it's never happened to you.
Well, I'm sure it has, loads of times.
And you got over it in a week, did you?
I'm sorry. I'm not very good at this.
Please let me come over tonight, just for a minute.
No, Razors, it's over. I mean it. Goodbye. Oh, Gordon Bennett. Oh, please, God, don't let him come round here tonight. I must have some time to myself with Bill. Oh, I don't believe this. Some people never give up, do they? I said no, and that's final.
Is he?
Oh, Bill, I'm sorry, I thought you were somebody else. I was just in the middle of a row with Maria.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no, it's nothing really. I'll tell you all about it tonight, okay?
Izzy, I'm terribly sorry.
What?
I can't come. Susanna's ill, and Marianne wants me to go round there. She needs us both, really. This poor little thing. Well, you know what it's like when you're feeling a bit miz.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Izzy. I wouldn't have had this happen for the world.
Oh, hell, that was the doorbell. Can you just wait a minute. Who is it?
Michael!
Come in!
It didn't work.
Just a minute, Michael. I'm on the phone.
Sorry.
So sorry about that. Hello?
Someone let you down?
Yes, Michael, a married man. Remember how they do?
I do, my dear. Mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. They let you down, but they get well and truly punished for it in the end.
So what's wrong with you?
Flowers, wine, and chocolate were hurled back in my face. She's thrown me out.
Oh, I feel very old.
Me too. I managed to salvage the Muscadet. Fancy a glass?
Oh, yes, why not? Let's go extinct together. Got any cake?
No, sorry. I'll stick to humble pie.
Oh, and I'll eat my heart out.
Garden Path starred Imelda Staunton as Izzy, Mike Grady, Dick, Marty Cruikshank, Maria, Nicholas Le Prevost, Michael, Sean Probert, Gwyn, Neil McCall, Bill, and René Zagger as Razors. Up the Garden Path was written by Sue Lim and produced by Jonathan James Moore.
Like Jack Horner.